Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the word.
You know, brothers and sisters, the world that we live in today can be a very frightening place. It seems just as we have gotten a handle on one battle, we are faced with another battle.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
However, the Lord reminded me of His word in Hebrews 10:37 in the Voice translation. It said, as the prophet Habakkuk said, in a little while, only a little longer, the one who is coming will come without delay. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He said in verse 38, he said, but my righteous one must live by faith.
Yes. Yes.
For if he gives up his commitment, my soul will have no pleasure in him.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In verse 39, he said, my friend, we are not of those who give up hope.
Yes.
We are the army of the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
And we should keep in mind who we are and who we represent on this earth.
That's right.
We need to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King.
Yes.
We Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Praise God. So we speak, and I don't speak. I speak not to please man, but to please God.
Amen.
Who tests
Amen.
Our hearts, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. You know, it's amazing. We read God's word and we pray His word, but we just meditate mm-hmm. and think about the God that we serve and the things that He did for His people and that He does for us, because He doesn't change.
Right.
He's still the same. Fear will always create unbelief.
Right. Yes.
But God didn't give you a spirit of fear, as we well know. He gave us a spirit of power,
yes.
love, and a sound mind.
Yes.
I know when I started the ministry and I didn't know which way to go, as soon as I took that first step of faith back in the early 90s, then the Lord began to show me, tell me where He wanted me to go.
Amen.
A lot of people just sitting there on their high knees and waiting for God to move them, but He's waiting for you to move.
That's it.
You know, it's kind of hard to, what is it, to steer a parked car. You know, you got to put it in drive
yeah.
and go forward.
That's right.
So God's waiting on you to move forward. Praise
Amen.
God.
That's right.
You know, He's the same God today as He was then.
Yes.
According to Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8, declares that God is the same always
yeah.
and never changes. It says He's always good, always loving,
yes.
and always all-powerful. Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, no matter how this world changes around us, we can trust God to be consistent, because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
The battlefield is going to always be in your mind. It is your mind that the devil is going to try
yeah.
to deceive you.
Yeah.
I'd like to close with this story that I heard once. I believe that it's a good example of how Satan tries to deceive us. I've used it before, but I think it bears repeating again. I've been told that when an elephant is born, that they tie him to a small stake so he won't wander off. So while he is still small and not very strong, he is conditioned to think he can't get loose.
Right.
He tries to get loose. However, he's not strong enough as a baby to pull free.
Right.
The elephant continues to grow, however, and will weigh tons, but he won't try to break loose from the stake, even though now at his weight, he could probably just pull the whole tent down. Mm-hmm. He won't try because he's been conditioned since birth to think that he can't. You know, my point is, saints, like the elephant, we have been conditioned a whole lifetime to think because of certain things, we can't do something.
Right.
But just because you've been conditioned to think a certain way doesn't mean you cannot change.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
In the past, maybe you couldn't do it, but now you can. For you've been given the Holy Spirit. Yes. To help you. God has sent the Holy Spirit down here. The Bible says in John that he is our helper, our teacher, our advocate, our comforter. And I pray that almost every day too. I probably do every day. Holy Spirit, I just thank you so much that you're my helper and my teacher. And I need teaching right now. And I need help. And he knows everything. He knows everything. And he lives in us.
Yes.
Everything I know, the Holy Spirit's taught me. And he's taught me, speaking to me, also by sending other people, other ministers, other people across my path to help me teach. Then I listen. I love to study.
Yeah.
I love to learn.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me when I hear some of the sermons and some of the things that the Lord's doing, you know, and I want to do them too.
Amen.
You know, and the Bible says everything that you read, you can do.
That's right.
If it's in here, you can do it. Amen. Whatever it is, you can do it. But, you know, the only thing that's holding us back is our confidence, you know, and the spirit of boldness. So I think one of the things that we need to pray for a lot is to ask the Lord to remove the spirit of fear of man off of you.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and replace it with the spirit of boldness.
Yes.
And be bold, because what God wants us to do, we're going to have to be bold.
That's right.
Yes.
We can't be whiny. We got to be bold.
That's right.
Like that guy said, get the hell out of here.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you can't be wishy-washy.
You cannot. That's right.
You know, so to hear that on the radio and they say, Pastor Joe is cursing. Say, I never thought I'd hear that. Well, everybody knows that hell is where Satan is.
Amen.
That's right.
And I was just sending him back there.
Amen.
When I read that in that book, I thought, I got to keep on reading this. You know. I said, I can't wait to use that, you know. As I said, just because you've been conditioned to think a certain way doesn't mean you can't change. And like I said, in the past, maybe you couldn't do it, but now you can, because we have the Holy Spirit as our helper. I think sometimes we have difficulty recognizing who we are and the power and authority that we have been given. It feels like sometimes that life is like a whirlwind. Things keep moving faster and faster, coming at us from all angles, making you feel like an emotional turkey sometimes, like you've lost all control. You know, they say in a storm that a turkey reacts by running under the barn with his wings over his head. In contrast, it says an eagle, when it senses a storm coming, he spreads his wings and allows the wind to carry him higher.
Oh, glory to God.
He gets above the storm.
Yeah.
You know, and the turkey or the chicken get under the barn. we are eagles.
We are eagles.
Like I said, I don't know about you, but I want to be an eagle, even though sometimes I feel like a turkey. So anyway, I'm convinced that storms are coming. But I believe if we will let him, that God will use those storms to help us to soar higher to our relationship with him. Saints, I encourage you to spread your wings of faith and keep your focus on Jesus. Let me finish with this. Don't get angry with your circumstances, but rise up and begin to speak to your mountains. Speak to those storms. Let Jesus quiet the storms in your life like he did with his disciples in Matthew 8:25 when they encountered the storm, and watch God perform his word according to Jeremiah 1:12. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God. It will be just as he said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much that it's not about time and how long we have to do certain things. It's about who we put our trust in.
Yes.
So Lord, I thank you that I have put my trust in you. And I thank you, Lord, that you have given me an awesome word.
Yes.
And I pray, Father God, that these words fell on ears that were willing to hear and receive them in their spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe, Lord, that they will receive these words and meditate on these words, Lord, that their ship will begin to turn around, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that they will not be the turkey or the chicken that runs under the barn. They'll be the eagle that
yes.
soars high
yes, Lord.
Above the storm, Lord.
Yes.
We're all going to have storms coming in our lives. But you said, Lord Jesus, to be of good cheer because you've overcome the world for us, which means you've overcome those storms. You have put Satan under your feet, and you have commanded us to do the same. So, Lord, I thank you that you have given us the power and authority and the ability to speak your name, and at your name every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So, Lord God, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. And I thank you, Lord God, for all those that came today to hear your word and be blessed by it.
Yes,
and Father, we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.